This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch, coming to you live from Tampa. Call in now and talk to Captain Matt toll-free, 877-969-8600.
I'm your captain.
He's on the air, taking on enemies foreign and domestic, and uniting Americans to the cause of liberty.
We will rally the world to this cause by our efforts, by our courage. We will not tire, we will not falter, and we will not fail.
America! Hello, world, and welcome to the Thursday morning edition of the Captain's America Third Watch. I'm your host, retired fire rescue Captain Matt Bruce, with tomorrow's news tonight as we broadcast from my Salem Media Group Tampa, Florida flagship stations, AM 860 and AM 930 and 93.7, The Answer here in Tampa, Florida, to great radio stations all across America and around the world via the internet and the satellite too. Now, don't forget, a special shout always goes out to our active duty military, our veterans, our EMS and firefighters, our police, our hospital and ER room workers, our 911 dispatchers, the Customs and Border Patrol, our security officers, the U.S. Coast Guard, and all those keeping us free and safe. Now, to everybody out working on the Third Watch right now, regardless of what you're doing or how you're doing it, especially our law enforcement officers and our professional drivers out there, the over-the-road 18-wheel truck drivers, thanks for the great job you do getting the goods to point A to point B across the country, as well as our bulk mail haulers, Felix and the gang. Appreciate you guys. And, of course, our suicide jockeys hauling the petroleum products, and also our Amazon warehouse folks and our Amazon drivers too, listening to the program. Now, don't forget, you can follow us on Facebook, the official Captain's America Third Watch Facebook page. We're also on MeWe. We're on Parler. We're on Gab. We're on Getter. We're on Truth Social. We're on Twitter. It's all there. Captain's America. Captain had an S to it. America. All lowercase. And our website happens to be the Captain's America ThirdWatch.com. The Captain's America ThirdWatch.com. Now, Colonel Kevin has the day off, and I am going to say the pledge, and we're going to get rolling. I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the Republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. And that's exactly what we mean, and we emphasize the two words, under God, as we sit here with Nicole coming up our east side, cutting across, probably going to make it a little bit miserable in Polk County, certainly going to make it miserable around Orlando, so good luck to everybody over there. And I know Florida Power and Light, Duke Energy, all the power companies have got the crews literally lined up, ready to go right now, so you got help on the way if you run out of power, and probably a bunch of you will. Never fails, right? Never fails. Now, I want to talk about something that President Biden said yesterday. What was the point, ladies and gentlemen, of the Inflation Reduction Act? Now, Fox News had President Biden on TV, and I was watching it yesterday, the press conference, Wednesday. And he said that he couldn't guarantee that his administration would be able to get rid of the country's inflation issue. So, again, I ask, what was the point of the Inflation Reduction Act? Biden, of course, was responding to a reporter's question, asking about the promise to completely, in the next year or two, turn things around in the free people's pocketbooks and help people that are trying to stave off a recession. Well, old Joe, old Sleepy Joe, just isn't getting it done again. And, of course, a couple of months or whatever it's been since he signed the Inflation Reduction Act, we all knew it wasn't going to work to begin with. We told you that on this show the very first day that this came out. It hadn't even been signed into law yet. There was a waste of time. A waste of time. Because they weren't addressing the issue and how to go about it. You can't spend your way out of inflation. You can't do it. And people just don't seem to understand it. What do you do? Well, it's a great time when the economy slows up a little bit, if you've got the credit and you've got the capital to do it, to expand your business and try to make up for the ones that are going out of business. It's a great time to do that, because when business comes back, then you've got more business on top of the business you already had. And that was done for years and years and years in the trucking business. Just to give you an example. One company would go out, maybe two companies would go out, and somebody else would turn around and come back and add a whole bunch of trucks, and all of a sudden, when business picked back up again, boom, they were the ones that were busy. Now, these are some old-time ideas, granted, that people look at you and they go, well, what are you talking about? That was 30 years ago. Well, maybe it was. But think about this for a minute. If it worked then, it'll work now. Maybe you ought to try some of the ideas there, Joby baby, that were tried and true, that worked to begin with. There's plenty of people listening to me right now that understand the way business works, and they understand how to get things done. And it's not using the hit-or-miss system that your people keep coming up with. That's just not it. And I will say this. If you think for one second that starting a war is the way to get yourself out of a recession, which is what we're in, you're sadly mistaken. Because I really think, and I've been thinking this for a while, that the Democrats, you know, every time you turn around and a war has started in the last 40 years, maybe even 50, who's been at the helm in the White House? The helm. Been a Democrat. Think about it. All right, I'll be right back with more. 877-969-8600. 877-969-8600, the number to call. I shall return. Don't go nowhere.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch.
If you're like most Americans, you can see things are out of control. Global problems have local consequences. Too many of them. And if the next news headline spins us into chaos, you'd better be ready. Grocery store supply chains are only as strong as their weakest link. Don't wait for them to break. Today's the day to secure emergency food for everyone in your family. My Patriot Supply is America's largest preparedness company. Our specially packaged and delicious food stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage. It'll be there when you need it. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and pick up several emergency food kits. There are a dozen different sizes that average over 2,000 calories per day. As we all know, calories equals energy equals survival. And as you'd expect from a true preparedness company, our food kits are in stock and ship quickly. Those who know what's coming are preparing today. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
$50,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork. You know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best, deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-932-5140. 800-932-5140. 800-932-5140. That's 800-932-5140.
Hi, everybody. This is the Captain, Matt Bruce. Tune in 2 to 6 a.m. to hear tonight what they'll be talking about tomorrow on this radio station. The Captain's America Third Watch. Always American and always conservative. God bless America.
If you're in the Tampa Bay area this morning, join the Captain and me for breakfast at the Village Inn on 4th Street North in St. Pete. That's just south of Gandy Boulevard from 6 to 7 a.m. That's the Village Inn in St. Pete between 6 and 7 a.m. I'll buy your coffee.
Well, first of all, Jeff, I never get there before 6:30 because I don't get off the air till 6. So it takes me about 20, maybe 30 minutes in the traffic to get over there from where I come from here in the south end of the airport in Tampa. Now, I don't even know if Jeff's going to be there, but that's the way that we set that up. If he's there, he's there. That's fine. If he's not, he's not. So then I'll buy you the coffee. And George, you're invited. So how about that? You're invited there, Mr. George. And I'll tell you what. 877-969-8600 gets you in the dooryard here. 877-969-8600. This portion of the program is brought to you by Moss Family Automotive and, in particular, Moss Acura. Now, Acura, of course, is a top-of-the-line car. Moss has them. They have a dealership here in Tampa on North Florida Avenue, right next door to the Moss Nissan dealership that's there. And all you got to do is stop on by, see what they have to offer. By the way, if you happen to be an active duty military person, or you happen to be a veteran, or you happen to be a first responder, police officer, firefighter, or EMS, emergency medical, and if you happen to be a church pastor too, you can get a discount on your car that you're going to buy and be treated like a king, and away you go. So think about that for a second. Think about that for a second. All a great way to do things. All just a great way to do things. Moss Family Automotive. Find them online. Moss, M-A-U-S. MossNissan.com. That's it. MossNissan.com. www.thecaptainandme.com. Check them out. Tell them the captain sent you. All righty. Back to what we're talking about here. You know, we had an election, and it was a good election. I was not surprised that it turned out the way it did. A lot of people were surprised that the effect that we had wasn't bigger, but I'll take what we got. It was big enough for me. I'll take what we got. And what do we know about the midterms so far? What do we know? Well, the midterm votes, which are still being counted for many key races in Americans, may not be known for a week or two which party controls the Congress. But, of course, there are some takeaways. Now, Republicans are likely to regain the House, but likely won't have a huge majority, but they will have a majority. Certainly, the Democrats outperformed the polls and historical expectations. There was no red wave of GOP victories except for Florida. Now, they got to keep in mind, when you win 64 of 67 counties and you make them solid red from the dog catcher to the sheriff and everything in between and above it, that's a red county. We have 64 of those in Florida. 64 of those out of 67. Now, the Democratic candidate, John Fetterman, beat his GOP challenger, Dr. Mehmet Oz, in the race for Pennsylvania Senate. Georgia Senate race will go to a December 6th runoff. November in Arizona's Senate, Nevada and Arizona Senate races are too close to call. It looks like as if Nevada goes the Republicans' way, and if Georgia goes the Republicans' way, that would be two out of three. That would definitely give the Republicans the advantage in the Senate. Now, something else to think about. The incumbent Democratic governors, Gretchen Whitmer, Kathy Hochul, and Laura Kelly, as well as Tony Evers, all kept their seats. And the results of some of the major contests, like the race between Republican Kerry Lake and Democrat Kerry Hobbs in Arizona, are still outstanding. What will happen next? Who knows? All right, let's go to the telephone line. Let me see here. Mel in Saratoga Springs, what's up?
Yeah, Captain, you know, I respect it, but I'm not buying about the, there was no red wave. You know, the Democrats just outplayed or outmaneuvered. No, it was, the Dominion machines, those electronic machines, they outmaneuvered the red wave. I'm not buying anything about, election integrity,
Do you think that all the machines, Mel, do you think all the machines were Dominion machines? Do you think all the machines were Dominion machines?
If you're going to go electronic, anything electronic, Captain, I don't care what you say. That could be hacked. That could be maneuvered. That could be the software. I'm not buying it. What's wrong with the old-fashioned way? Now, as far as you say, Whitmer out there in Michigan.
That's right.
And you got Hochul right here in New York. After what they put the public through, you think the majority of the public is going to vote for that? To go back to this?
Apparently they did.
I'm not buying it.
Can you prove it? Can you prove it?
Well, common sense will prove that.
You have an opinion again. You have an opinion. And an opinion will sometimes get you in trouble because you may be sitting on your opinion. But the thing of it is... So far, nobody can prove anything. Now, will they be able to someday? Maybe. But right now, I will tell you this. Not all of those machines were Dominion machines. I keep hearing, Dominion. Well, some of the places where they talked Dominion, they weren't Dominion machines. As a matter of fact, because of the problem they thought they had with the Dominions the last time around, they got rid of them and replaced them with something different. Now, the something different might have given them the same results. Who knows? But not being a computer whiz kid, I can't tell you how the computers are set up. And here's the thing. You're entitled to your own opinion, but you're not entitled to your own facts. And here's why. You need to be able to prove what you're saying when you make an allegation. You know, you can say anything you want to anybody you want, but be prepared for the circumstances. Sometimes you might get a big surprise, and I just hate to see people say things and just sound foolish. You know, I would start out something like that and say, well, in my opinion, that's the way I would do it. But anyway, Democrats did flip state legislatures in Minnesota and Michigan, provided a path forward for the climate action and the other Democratic priorities in both of those states. And it is what it is. There was a really bright spot, though, in Michigan. So how do you explain this one? John James got elected to Congress. He had tried twice before to get in and didn't get in. This time he did. So how would you explain the fact that he got elected to Congress in Michigan's new 10th district? Based on, well, computers are this. There you go. But just think about this for a second. There were ballot initiatives. There was everything going on Tuesday night. Missouri, Maryland. Well, they voted to legalize marijuana. Anybody mention that anywhere along the line? Voters in Arkansas and the Dakotas didn't. They had an opportunity to do the same thing, and they didn't do it. So what might work for somebody doesn't work for somebody else, and vice versa. But you have to be careful when you go around just making a bunch of comments, because if you don't have facts to back it up, yeah, you can think, well, it's got to be wrong. It's got to be that. Fine. But prove it. Prove it. If you're able to prove it, not only would you make yourself $1 million along the way, but you would help everybody out in America. So that may be something that some people ought to be able to go out and see what they can do. Certainly wouldn't hurt, right? By the way, California voters rejected a ballot measure to tax the wealthy to make electric vehicles more affordable for low-income communities. Did you hear that one? Oh, man. Unbelievable. What's next, right? What's next? Okay. Hold that thought, 877-969-8600. If you want to opine, 877-969-8600. And I'll be right back with more on the Captain's America Third Watch.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch, heard live right here on this station from 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time, overnight, Monday through Saturday. Call 877-969-8600 and... Stock market has you nervous with massive fluctuations? With the impact of inflation and the upcoming midterm elections, it's virtually impossible to guess what will happen next. But with Vantage Point, you won't have to guess. Text MONEY to 813-813 to find out how you can forecast market trend changes with up to 87.4% proven accuracy. That's right, 87.4%. Text the word MONEY to 813-813 and find the consistency and confidence you've been looking for in your trading. Vantage Point's patented technology analyzes huge quantities of global data in seconds. No more guessing when to get in or out of a trade. Text MONEY to 813-813. We'll send you a link to our free live training. Protect your hard-earned capital with Vantage Point.
Trading involves financial risk and is not suitable for all investors. Past results do not guarantee future performance. By texting the word DEMO, you agree to the terms available at VantagePointSoftware.com/terms and consent to receive calls and text using automated technology or pre-recorded voice about offers or info by or on behalf of Vantage Point. Your consent is not conditioned to purchase and can be revoked at any time. Message and data rates may apply.
Text MONEY to 813-813.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
At this point, we're not sure exactly who's going to be in control of Congress, either the House or the Senate. There are a lot of races where counting is close, and we haven't been able to determine exactly which party is going to have the leg up in either chamber.
Meg Kennard from the Associated Press explains why there are still unanswered questions regarding Tuesday's midterm elections and why some states' election results are unknown. Here's what we do know. In House races, Republicans won 206 seats compared to 181 for the Democrats by mid-afternoon Wednesday. In the Senate, where about a third of the 100 seats were up for election, the tally is 49-48 in Republicans' favor. President Biden said he plans to discuss how the United States and China can avoid conflict when he meets with the Chinese leader Xi Jinping during a trip next week to Bali, Indonesia. Lance Pry, USA Radio News.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork. You know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.
Tampa Bay area this morning, join the captain and me for breakfast at the Village Inn on 4th Street North in St. Pete. That's just south of Gandy Boulevard from 6 to 7 a.m. That's the Village Inn in St. Pete between 6 and 7 a.m. I'll buy your coffee.
All righty, that's Jeff from Sarasota. I'm not even sure he'll be there today because I haven't heard from him all night long. Normally I do. That's number one. And number two, I normally don't get there till about 6:30 because it takes me that long to get out of Tampa, right here where I'm at in the south end of the airport, onto the interstate and get across the bridge over to St. Pete. So I usually get there by 6:30. So that's when I'll be there at the Village Inn on 4th Street if you want to stop on by. And several of you have, and we appreciate you for doing that. Now, Relief Factor brings you this part of the program. I have been taking Relief Factor for well over 8 years, and the reason I take it is quite simple. It works. And I will tell you that having found out over 8 years ago, if I'd known this to begin with, I would have been a lot better off than what I had to do before then. Because it helps your body to reduce inflammation given time, and it also helps you stay out of pain, because not only the inflammation, the pain going straight to the source, underlying problems, whatever you might have to be have going on. I've actually had so much pain that I've wound up with a headache. It gets rid of the headache. It gets rid of all that stuff. Don't ask me why, but I will tell you what's in it. Maybe that's got something to do with it. Turmeric, resveratrol, icarin, and omega-3, which does, in fact, help your body to support its response to natural response to inflammation and other things. Now, it's 100% botanical and fish oil product. It's made from a clinically developed formula that supports regularization of key enzymes and proteins. It's like taking a vitamin pill, but it works. It's worked for me for a number of years, and hopefully it'll work for you. How you find out about it? relieffactor.com/captain, relieffactor.com/captain. That's relieffactor.com/captain. Okay, the Dems wasted $77 million to have Beto O'Rourke lose Texas again. When are you going to learn, Democrats? The guy's a loser. The guy is a loser. When are you going to learn? But then again, if you just got more money than God, you just want to throw it out there, fine, throw it out there. But he's the wrong guy. He's proven it once again. And by the way, that makes over $200 million he's gotten in the series of national elections he's been in since he left Congress. And he hasn't won. Not one. Not one. So, I don't know how to say this, but maybe you want to change your investment a little bit. Maybe that'd be a thing to do. Okay, how about this one? Mandela Barnes, the lieutenant governor in Wisconsin, went up against Senator Ron Johnson. $96 million is what they gave to him, thinking they could take that seat, that Senate seat in Wisconsin. Well, sorry, boys, didn't work. Mandela's out $96 million. The Democrats are out $96 million. Now, so far, let's see, 96 and 77, that is $173 million so far. Then we get to Stacey Abrams. Oh, my goodness. $105 million total, Stacey Abrams in Georgia, to try to win. And she didn't. She did not. Nope. And that's a good thing. That's a good thing. Governor Kemp packed her or put her away, and she's packing again for parts unknown. And, of course, then you've got Herschel Walker and Senator Warnock, the current incumbent senator, headed for a runoff December the 6th, headed for a runoff. We'll see how that plays out. And then you had Alaska. In Alaska, the results will not be decided for 2 weeks. 2 weeks under their ranked choice rule. Yep. 2 weeks. Even though the person leading in the polls right now is not the incumbent, Lisa Murkowski. It's her challenger. Is leading in the race right now. So I don't know what's going to happen there. But some of these rules that they're operating under, they're just nuts. Nuts. You got to wonder who in their right mind got up and did this sort of stuff. Oh, and then, of course, who do you know that ran as a Republican, ran as a Democrat, and ran as an independent and got beat every time? Who do you know that did that? Any guesses? It's Mr. Trifecta himself, Chain Gang Charlie Crist, down here in Florida. He's lost statewide as a Republican, a Democrat, and an independent. Way to go, Charlie. And, of course, you had an Obama judge who tossed the impeachment Goober Vindman's witness intimidation lawsuit against Don Jr. and Giuliani. So score one for the good guys there. In addition, Vermont has now enshrined abortion in the state constitution, making it a constitutional right. Wow. Just when you thought it couldn't get any weirder. Here we go. And who is this champion? George. Okay, George Godfather says, and I quote, close to $1.5 billion was spent on the Democrats' election. Maybe they got the money from the money we gave the Ukraine. Gee, George, that's possible, but I would say most of that came from George Soros and company. That's just me and a few of those other billionaires that float around. That would just be me saying that. The Iowa voters passed a measure designating the right to bear arms as a fundamental individual right. Kudos. Kudos to Iowa. You got it right. You got it right. Kudos to Iowa. And, of course, Facebook. What can you say about Facebook? The Zuck, old Zuckerberg, Marky Baby. Facebook now has laid off 11,000-plus employees, 13% of their total staff. Who knows what's coming next? Who knows what's coming next? By the way, Sean Penn gave his Oscar to Ukrainian President Zelensky as the war continues to rage on. So there you go. George, you're just a chatty catty today there, my friend. Let's see what George just sent again, see if I can get it here before we have to go to break. Oh, he's laughing. Okay. All right, thanks, George. Now, folks, I guess the point we're trying to prove here is when you have a bunch of things going on, you can still make a little humor about them, still laugh a little bit. And these people that keep screwing this up, it's just unbelievable. Thanks, Flip. Appreciate it. And Flip, by the way, Flip, how are you feeling? You doing all right there, my friend? Flip just chimed in. But, you know, the thing of it is when you take all of this into consideration, ladies and gentlemen, especially Arizona, you know, Florida's one thing. We are the free state. Make no mistake about it. Georgia is a free state, too. I think they'll prove that. And also, another free state, Texas. You heard them tell you. All of the state offices went red. Went red. All right, I got you there, Flip. He says, dangerous winds out there. All righty. I'm going to find out in a little bit, I'll tell you that much. Okay, folks, I'll be back with more. And coming up, we've got the final segment of the show. Again, 877-969-8600 if you want to opine. I'll be back.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to mysolarbackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's mysolarbackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at mysolarbackup.com.
Anytime, any place, anywhere, radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
You've seen crazy diets to lose weight. At GCN Team, our healthy body weight loss system simply neutralizes the body, bringing down cravings. It has been proven that nutritional deficiencies drive appetite for carbs, sugars, and fats. Lose weight the easy way. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Fighting cravings is a fool's game. Give the body what it needs to be satisfied. Again, 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Hey folks, Tom D for ParanormalDate.com. Are you looking for love in all the wrong places? Now you have a chance to change that by signing up free at ParanormalDate.com. This incredible dating site puts people of like minds together. People who are interested in the strange, the unusual, ghosts, zombies, UFOs, crop circles, and more. ParanormalDate.com was developed for you, people who seek a little more than the other dating services offer. You can join for free by going to ParanormalDate.com, and if you decide you like it and you want to connect with others, use the code GEORGE for a substantial discount. So many people want to share their experiences with the paranormal, the afterlife, the unusual, and this is the place to meet and share common interests with those of like minds. So sign up for free at ParanormalDate.com. That's ParanormalDate.com. Use the code word George and start meeting others. Get going now and connect with someone you like.
You found it, the most listened to radio program in the overnights, the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce. Lock it in and join the Captain's Army.
You know, the best thing about the Captain's Army is it's free. If you've got Facebook, just go over to the official Captain's America Third Watch and join that group. Follow the show and all that. We put a lot of information over there. And then you can communicate with us directly off that webpage to the show. And we will hear what you have to say when you say it, and try to get back to you as soon as we can. Now, I will tell you this portion of the program brought to you by our friends at Dominic's Blinds and Decor. Now, Dominic's Blinds and Decor is located at 4540 Clark Road at McIntosh in Sarasota. Now, all their blinds, shades, and shutters are made in the U.S. of A. They happen to be a Hunter Douglas dealer, too. Now, Dominic's also has installation. They offer installation, on-site cleaning, parts and repairs, very important. So stop by, check them out, or check them out online, Dominic's Blinds and Decor. Remember, that all military and first responders get a discount on your purchase at Dominic's Blinds and Decor, 4540 Clark Road in Sarasota. Phone number again, 941-922-2345. The phone number again is 941-922-2345. That's 941-922-2345. Call them, set up an appointment for service, or just stop by the store. Check them out. Don't forget to tell them the captain sent you. 941-922-2345. Okay. Back to a little storm info here. There might be some delays running around with traffic today because of the weather, especially in the morning, the wee hours, with all the rain that's coming over. Again, when you get out on the long bridges and it starts to rain, sometimes you have some visibility issues, so drive accordingly. just because you might be able to do 75 miles an hour and think you're doing fine. If the speed limit is 60, maybe you ought to slow it down to 60. Or maybe you ought to slow it down 5 miles an hour less, especially when you get in one of those downpours. You can't see. And if you can't see, people behind you and in front of you can't see. And I don't care if you got 35 lights up front. You got to drive smart when the weather gets bad. I don't want to see or hear about anybody piling up somewhere, but I, and by the way, so far I haven't seen or heard it, but I'll bet you there's somebody somewhere about ready to screw up. By the way, we do have gusts of winds in the area. We've had gusts of winds to 40 miles an hour down at the airport in St. Pete, as well as over the bay. That's just in the last little bit. There's been some 55 mile an hour winds in Winter Haven, 58 in Orlando, 54 in Sanford, as the bad part of the storm is off to our right. We are on the left side of it, which is a good place to be. Well, it's never really a good place, but it's better than being on the right or being hit directly, for sure. For sure. Now, I got some information for you here. Tropical storm conditions are expected across Pinellas County and Tampa Bay, with sustained winds of 35 miles an hour to 45 miles an hour, and a potential for wind gusts up to 65 miles per hour, especially in the stronger rain bands, mostly arriving late tonight, that's early tomorrow morning as in right now, and into late afternoon today. Rainfall of 2 to 4 inches is forecast right here. See, the coastal flooding of 1 to 3 feet is possible along coastal areas, in Pinellas County in particular, especially as Nicole moves to the north of Pinellas County and produces onshore wind flow, which is what it's going to do a little bit later. So again, you will see people driving around. You'll see some of the debris and damage assessment teams that will be out looking to see any damage that's out there, trying to get an estimate real quick. That's what they do. They're driving county trucks. They got the amber lights, and they'll probably have them turned on when you see them. So just be careful. Allow yourself some extra time. And remember, this storm is going to be around for probably the next 8 to 10, maybe 12 hours right here. We'll be feeling the effects of it as it goes up north. And to my listeners in Valdosta, you're already getting some rain, it looks like, right now from the outer bands. All of this stuff we got down here is going to come your way up there in Valdosta. So you guys and gals up there, be careful. And Scott, you're in charge. You're the mayor, so you can tell them what they need to do. But you just got to respect this kind of weather. That's all. Respect it, drive accordingly, and slow down. That's all I can tell you. That's a major thing. Slow down. It's not a how fast can I get to work day type day when you get the rain and you get the wind, especially on the long bridges. It's just not smart to get out on one of these long bridges and go sailing across through there at a high rate of speed. Now, take a look today. Pay attention to the political news. We're probably going to start here some of the escapades that have gone on over the past 24 to 48 hours. We're into our second day now, waiting for the count. And the reporters are probably going to start asking questions, pointy questions, about why is it that some states can count their ballots and be done at 10 o'clock or 11 o'clock at night, the night of the election, and these other states are still carting around trying to figure out how to count the ballots they got because they just found another 50,000 or 60,000 or 70,000 or whatever the deal is. They got to change the system if that's the case. They really do. And it was mentioned earlier about paper ballots. Yeah, sure, paper ballots are a way to go. I remember paper ballots. I also remember those machines with the tabs, the little keycat tabs, where you go in there and you flip the key tab up to vote a certain way, or you'd leave it down or turn it the other way to vote a different way, yay or nay. And they worked. And guess what? It might have been 2 or 3 o'clock in the morning, but you knew who won the races. Because what they're doing right now just isn't working. In most states. Isn't working. And I do know that there was another competitor in the voting machine business. An American-made company. American company. Would they be making these things American-made? However, some of the internal parts, here we go again, some of the internal parts came from China. What the heck? What the heck? You can't win. You just can't win with these guys. And it's a shame that they have to be the way they have to be. Because, you know, there's people that have some good ideas, I get that. There's some people that have some meaningful things that want to try to make things better, I get that too. But to be rough and to be gruff and to try to force your way down the throat of somebody and, those days are gone. We got to be a little civil to each other here. Got to have a little civility along the line. Can't just yell and scream and holler and get all bent out of shape. And I realize it's tough. A lot of people have been put in some very bad positions because of the lockdowns and everything else that happened. And boy, that was a big mistake. That never should have happened. But we all fell for it, myself included. We all fell for it. Even my doctor told me. And then, of course, my doctor was one of those people that question things down the line and says, wait a minute, why are we doing this? Why are we doing this? Well, thanks, Doc. You tell me and we'll both know. So then it started to dawn on many in the medical community that they were making a big mistake. By the way, you got cryptocurrencies? You got some crypto money? They slumped again. I missed the fallout from the FTX sale. FTX trading. Be careful of that stuff. All right, I'll see y'all tonight on the Radio. Be back with a Friday morning special. Have yourself a great day. Remember, it's all about we the people. I'm going over to the Village Inn on 4th Street for a little bit of breakfast call. God bless America, everybody.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.